USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump signed an executive order that will set the stage for developing a national strategy for workforce development. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain says this is a good deal all around for workers.
I think this is an excellent way to bring awareness to a much needed area in terms of job training.
Congressman Jim Jordan spoke earlier this week with investigators from Ohio State University as part of the school's investigation into a team doctor's alleged sexual misconduct involving members of the wrestling team. Jordan, who was an assistant coach with the team, joined Fox News earlier today.
The interview was fine. We're not allowed to get into details of what was talked about. They're doing an investigation for the university. Look, I knew of no abuse, never heard of it, never had any reported to me. If I had, I'd have dealt with it.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial was down 134 points to close the day at 25,064. This is USA Radio News.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in seven major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/streettread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.